我们接受洗礼的时候要用耶稣的名来洗礼。
A person is getting baptized almost or have to be fully submerged underwater.
那洗礼的人呢必须要全身入浸。
Because Romans chapter 6 tells us that we are buried with our Lord Jesus Christ.
也罗马书第六章说我们跟主一起埋葬。
When we bury a person, we do not leave one arm sticking out, one leg sticking out, but we bury completely under the ground.
当我们埋葬一个人的时候我们不把他的手或者是脚留在外面我们是整个身体都埋葬到地底下。
Just like when a person is baptized.
就像一个人接受洗礼的时候。
Also, when we are baptized, we are in the likeness of his death.
我们要照他的形象死的形象来接受洗礼。
And how did our Lord Jesus Christ die?
那主耶稣基督是怎么受死的呢
?John chapter 19 verse 30.
约翰福音十九章第三十节。
It said that before Jesus died, he bowed his head.
他说在记载的耶稣基督在死以前呢他头垂下来。
So when a person is getting baptized, they must bow their head.
所以一个人接受洗礼的时候他的面是向下的。
And this is the one true baptism.
这是真正的洗礼。
And we know on the end days,
我们知道在末日
God will come to judge the whole world.
神会来呢然后来
And this whole world will be melted by fervent fire.
要审判整个世界整个世界被毁火火给毁灭。
So we must find a way to enter the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们必须要找到进天国的道路。
Even people do not know God.
有些人他们并不认识神。
Just like in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 8 verse 9.
在帖撒罗尼迦后书第八章。
People do not know God, God will judge them.
他们不认识的神的人呢，也会受到审判。
And people do not obey the gospel of God, God will judge them.
然后那些不遵守神旨意的呢，也会接受审判。
And none of them will be saved.
那这些人呢，都不会得救。
But we also can ask this question.
我们也可以问这样的一个问题。
There's so many good people in the world.
在世上有这么多的好人。
For example, just like Gandhi.
我们可以想象像印度的甘地。
Gandhi won the Nobel Peace Prize. Why? Because he spent all his life trying to find peace for the world.
甘地呢他得了诺贝尔和平奖因为他整个生命呢想要达成世界的和平。
In according to the Bible, was he saved?
但是照着圣经的话来说他得救吗
According to the Bible, he was not saved.
照着圣经的话他并没有得救。
Why? Because our Lord Jesus Christ said very clear, you must be born again of water and spirit if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven.
为什么呢因为主耶稣基督讲得很清楚你必须要借着水跟圣灵重生才能够得救。
Of course, there's many good people out there.
那当然，世上有很多很多的善人。
But being good does not give you the right to enter the kingdom of heaven.
但是，只是做一个好人的话呢，并不代表你能够进天国。
Because man's righteousness can never reach the righteousness of God.
因为人的义呢，都达不到神的义。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
请看《使徒行传》
Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章。
Acts chapter 10 talking about a man. His name is Cornelius.
在第十章这里记载一个人叫做哥尼流。
And this Cornelius he's very a good person.
他是一个很好的人。
But nevertheless he was not saved.
但是他并没有得救。
Cornelius chapter Acts chapter 10 verse 1.
请看使徒行传第十章第一节。
Acts chapter 10 verse 1.
第十章第一节。
There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what is called the Italian regiment, verse 2.
第二节。
A devout man and one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always, verse 3.
第三节。
About the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming and saying to him, Cornelius, verse 4.
第四节。
And when he observed him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? So he said to him, Your prayers and your arms have come up for memorial before God. So we can see, this is the man named Cornelius.
我们看到这边有一个人他的名字叫做哥尼流。
And he has high status in society.
他在社会上有很高的地位。
Because he was a centurion.
他是位百夫长。
This means he's quite a powerful person.
那他是很有权力的一位。
But look at in verse 2.
那我们来看第二节。
He was a devout man.
他是个虔诚的人。
And one who feared God, not only him, but his whole household.
他敬畏神不只是他而已他全家都敬畏神。
And this man gave alms generously to the people.
那他常常周济百姓。
And not only that, he prayed to God always.
不只是这样他常常的祷告。
And not only that, he experienced also angels.
他呢还看到了异象。
Because during his time,in a vision, he clearly seen an angel coming to him and talking to him.
他看到一个使者，神的使者来呢，跟他说话。
And not only that, God told him that he hear every prayer that he had made to God.
那不止这样呢，神还告诉他说，你的祷告我都听到了。
Maybe many of us say to ourselves, this man must be saved.
那也许有人会这样子想说，这位哥尼流呢，他一定得救了。
How can he cannot be saved?
照他这样的情形来讲
He a devout man.
他是一个很虔诚的人
One who feared God with all his household.
他全家都敬畏神
And one who gave alms generously to the people.
他还周济百姓
And then, not only that, God sent an angel to speak to him.
不止这样，神还派了一个使者来告诉他
And all his prayer, God have heard.
他的祷告神也都听到了
Even though this man seemed to be a great person,
这个人看起来是一个很好的人
but he still could not be saved.
但是他还没有得救。
Why?
为什么呢
Because his righteousness is not equal to God's righteousness.
因为他的义呢，跟神的义是不能相比较的。
And how do we know he was not saved?
我们怎么知道他为没有得救呢
Let's go to Acts chapter 11.
我们请看《使徒行传》第十一章
verse 14.
第十四节。
Acts chapter 11 verse 14.
使徒行传第十一章第十四节。
Say, who will tell you words by which you and your household will be saved?
他有话告诉你，你可以叫你和你的全家得救。
So during this time,God sent Peter to Cornelius.
那这时候呢，神就差遣了彼得去他那里
to speak words to him.
就告诉他说
so he can come to believe and baptize and will be saved.
说你要全家要得救。
If Cornelius was already saved, then God did not need to send Peter. Go and speak to him.
如果在之前他已经得救的话呢，神就不用差遣西门彼得到那里去。
So we can see very clearly.
所以在这里我们可以看得很清楚。
When was Cornelius was saved?
他什么时候才真正得救呢
？You can see in Acts chapter 10.
我们可以看到在《使徒行传》第十章
verse 46,
第四十六节。
Acts chapter 10 verse 46.
第四十六节。
For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then Peter answered verse 47.
第四十七节。
Can anyone forbid water that they should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? Verse 48.
第四十八节。
And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of our Lord. Then they asked him to stay for a few days. So we can see this is the time that Cornelius was saved, him and his household.
那这是那段时间的哥尼流呢，他跟他的全家得救的一段时间。
Because during this time he heard the word of God.
因为那时候他听到了神的话。
And God blessed him with the Holy Spirit.
神就祝福他，给了他圣灵。
Then the apostle commanded them to be baptized.
那使徒呢，就要求他受洗礼。
Then they are saved.
在那之后，他们就得救
了。So that's why to do God's will is very important.
所以要行神的旨意是很重要的。
So we go back to Matthew chapter 7 verse 21 to verse 23.
我们现在回头看马太福音第七章第二十一节到
二十三节。We also can think about these people.
我们可以想到这些人。
Of course, they call Jesus the Lord.
那当他们称主耶稣我主啊，我主。
They prophesy in His name.
他们传他的福音。
They cast out demons in His name.
他们用他的名赶鬼。
They perform miracles and signs in His name.
他们还行。异能
And how can these people cannot be saved?
那为什么这样子这些人还不能得救呢
Because they did not do the will of God.
因为他们没有遵循神的旨意。
I see many people can prophesy in the name of Jesus.
很多人能够照耶稣的名传福音。
You don't need to be a Christian.
你并不需要当一个基督徒。
Right now, every single can go out there and speak in the name of Jesus. And if you know a little bit about the Bible, just share the people.
那很多人他也许读一点圣经，他们可以到外跟人家分享，他也可以传耶稣。
But it doesn't mean this person is saved.
但是不表示这个人是得救的。
What about casting demons?
那好，赶鬼呢
？How can these people that are not saved be able to cast out demons?
他们能够赶鬼，但他们为什么并不能得救呢
？I remember before I came to know Jesus.
在我认识主耶稣基督之前
，I always experienced evil spirit.
我常常感受到邪灵。
And this evil spirit usually about when I fall asleep and they will come to bother me.
那邪灵是在我睡觉的时候呢，就会来干扰我。
And there's about 5 of them.
大概有五个。
Two would hold my hands.
两个呢抓着我的手。
Two would hold my legs.
两个呢抓住我的腿。
And one would choke me.
另外一个呢就掐着我的脖子。
So many times I was so frightened to fall asleep.
很多时候呢晚上我都很惧怕我要入睡了。
Because the minute I fall asleep, these five evil spirits would come and bother me.
那因为我入睡之后呢这五个邪灵就会来干扰我。
And then one time I was talking to a Christian.
有一次呢，我就跟一位基督徒聊天。
And I share with them how you know I have these nightmares. I have this you know this Satan always bothering me.
那我就跟他分享晚上会做噩梦，撒旦都在干扰我。
And then they share with me.
他们就跟我分享。
Next time when Satan come to bother you, just say the name of Jesus.
他说下次他们再来干扰你的时候呢，就喊出主耶稣基督的名。
Actually, back then I did not know Jesus.
那时候我并不认识耶稣。
Of course I know Jesus, but I don't know who he was.
我当然我听过耶稣，但是我不了解耶稣是谁。
So one night when I was sleeping,
有一天晚上我入睡之后
，Sure enough, these five evil spirits,
这五个邪灵呢
，came to bother me again.
又来找我了。
So during the time I say the name of Jesus,
那时候我就喊出耶稣的名。
The minute I say the name of Jesus, all these five evil spirits went away.
那我当喊了耶稣的名以后，这五个邪灵就离开我了。
I was not a believer.
我那时候并不是个相信耶稣的人。
And why I'd be able to use the name of Jesus and cast out demons.
那时候我用耶稣的名把鬼赶走了。
Because the name of Jesus within itself has the power to overcome Satan.
为什么能够做到呢？因为耶稣这个名，他有能力赶走鬼。
If we just believe in His name,
只要相信他的名
，we can use His name to cast out demons.
我们可以用他的名赶鬼。
For sure, I was not baptized.
在那时候，我并没有接受洗礼。
I did not know Jesus.
我并不了解耶稣基督。
I did not know the Word of God.
我并认识不知道不了解神的话语。
But I still be able to cast out demons in His name.
但是我还是用他的名把鬼赶走
了。The same thing with miracles and signs.The same thing with miracles and signs.
那这个呢，跟神迹奇事也是一样。
Actually, God loves everyone.
神爱每一个人。
And He's always out there to protect everyone.
他在那里是希望能够保护每一位。
I remember one time before I came to know Jesus.
我记得有一次我在相信主耶稣基督之前。
I went to visit my mother. That was on a Sunday.
我在一个星期天我去访问我的母亲。
And outside was very cold.
外面呢很冷。
I remember it was really, really cold.
我记得那外面非常非常
的冷。When I left my mother's house at night, and as I walked out, and I saw this skinny cat outside.
那当我从我母亲门出来的时候，晚上看到一个很瘦的猫。
Because I love animals, so I feel so bad for this cat.
因为我很喜欢小动物，我就觉得很不忍。
And I'm afraid that over the night he will die because it was so cold outside.
我想说，也许晚上这么冷，他也许过不了这个晚上。
So I took this cat with me in the car and want to bring it to my apartment.
我就想把它带回去，放到车里，回到我住的地方。
So as I on my way to my apartment,
当我要回家的时候
，I have to go over a bridge.
我就要过一个桥。
And this bridge is over 300 feet high.
这个桥呢，大概有300尺之高。
But on this bridge, I have to pay a toll.
那在这里呢，我必须要付费。
For me, I just opened my window, not realizing that the cat was in the car.
那我就开了窗户，我不忘记了这个猫在我的车上。
The minute I opened the window, the crazy cat jumped out the window.
那当我开了窗户以后呢，这个猫就跳出去了。
And crazy me, what did I do?
像我是一个疯狂的人。
I started to run after the cat on the bridge.
我就在桥上去追这只猫。
And why the cars, you know, still gone?
那其他的车子从另外的方向来。
Then I realized, and behind me, the police officer chasing after me too.
那我看到后面呢，警察正在追我。
So I was chasing after the cat.
我在追这只猫。
And all of a sudden, I see that he's ready to jump over the bridge.
我就看到他要从桥上跳出去了。
And as the minute he wanted to jump over, as he jumping over the bridge, I just yell out, "God, please no!" Right.
那我那时候当他跳出去，我就说，神啊，不要。
With my own eyes, I saw this cat as he on his way over the bridge. He just got stuck like this, right? In the air.
我用我的亲眼看到他跳出去的时候，就好像停留在空中。
He just dropped right on the railing.
然后慢慢的降到。
And he was like frozen. He didn't move.
他就好像整个。停止在那里一样。
So during time, I just went and I got that cat.
然后那时候我就去把这个猫给救回来。
The policeman was yelling, screaming at me.
那当然，这个警察呢在后面对我吼叫。
I did not believe in Jesus.
在那时候我并不相信神。
But when I say God, please no, and then God, you know, granted my request.
但是我那时候说神不要，那神就。
And for sure, it is not my imagination.
就达成了我想要做的事情，这
就
是我的想象。
With my own eyes, I saw the cat just got stuck like that, and then he just slowly went on the railing, and I'd be able to go and get him.
我亲眼看到这个猫就这样停在空中，慢慢的降到桥边，我的就救了他。
So everybody can prophesize the name of Jesus.
所以每一个人都可以传福音。
And everybody can use the name of Jesus to cast out demons.
每个人都可以用主耶稣的名来赶鬼。
And many people out in the world, if they call out for God, God will help them.
很多人他们求神的帮助，神会帮助他们的。
But what is more important?
但是什么是更重要的呢？
To do His will.
要遵行他的旨意。
Let's go to John chapter 3 verse 5.
请看约翰福音第三章第五节。
John chapter 3 verse 5.
约翰福音第三章第五节。
Jesus answered, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
So Nicodemus came to our Lord Jesus Christ.
这时候尼哥底母来找主耶稣基督。
And Jesus told him the way to enter the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣基督教导他怎么样能够进天国。
And Jesus said, Most assuredly I say to you.
在这里主耶稣基督说我实实在在的告诉你
Unless one is born of water and spirit he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven
人若不是从水和圣灵生的就不能进神的国
Last night we have learned with one another to be born of water
昨天呢我们学习到是怎么从水而生
But to be born of water is not enough
但是只是从水而生是不够的
We also must be born of the Holy Spirit
还要从圣灵而生
Because our body cannot give us life
因为我们的身体不能再给我们生命。
Only the Spirit can give us life.
只有灵才能够给我们生命。
So we don't have the Spirit of God in us.
如果没有神的圣灵在我们心里，
On the end days, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
在末日我们并不能进神的国。
Of course, many of us, we heard about the Holy Spirit before.
当然我们在这里都听到过圣灵。
But why is it so important for us to receive the Holy Spirit?
但是为什么得圣灵是这么重要的呢？
Listen to John chapter 6 verse 62.
请看约翰福音第六章第六十二节。
See verse 63.
第六十三节。
John chapter 6 verse 63.
约翰福音第六章第六十三节。
It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profit nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们说的话就是，说的话就是灵，就是生命。
This is so important.
这是非常重要的。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ said to disciples, it's the Spirit that who gives life.
因为主耶稣基督讲得很清楚，灵是给生命的。
The flesh profit nothing.
肉体是无益的。
But the word that he speaks, of course, is spirit.
他对他们说的就是灵。
So that's why for us as human beings.
所以对我们人类来说。
I say, when I die, a body is nothing.
在我们死亡以后，我们的身体什么都不是了。
We cannot do anything with our body.
我们那时候也不能用我们的身体。
Because our body is useless.
我们的身体是无用的。
But what is important?
但是重要的是什么呢？
Is the spirit inside of us.
是我们里面的灵。
So that's why if God's spirit inside of us, God's spirit can give us life.
如果神的灵在我们之内，神的灵就可以给我们生命。
Let's also turn to John chapter 16.
我们现在看约翰福音第十六章
verse 13.
十六章第十三节。
John chapter 16 verse 13.
约翰福音第十六章第十三节。
However, when he, the spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come.
第十三节，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
This is not a reason why we need to receive the Holy Spirit.
这并不是我们需要求圣灵的原因。
Because the Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth.
因为圣灵呢，就是真理的圣灵。
Especially on the end day when Satan tried to deceive us.
尤其在末日的时代
，we must.Have the Spirit of God.
我们必须要有神的灵。
Because the Spirit of God will tell us what's right and what's wrong.
因为神的灵会告诉我们什么是对的，什么是错的。
Because what He say is from God, not from man.
因为他所说的呢是从神那里来，不是从神那而人那里来的。所以我们基督徒
，If we don't have the Spirit of God,
如果没有神的灵
，then it's very difficult to understand the will of God.
那我们就很难了解神的旨意。
I'm sure many Christians out there they will also want to do the will of God.
很多人，我相信其他的基督徒也想做神的旨意。
But if they do not pray and receive the Spirit of God,
但是如果他们没有祷告的求圣灵
，then they do not know what is right and what is wrong.
他们不知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
Let's also turn to Romans chapter 8.
请看罗马书第八章。
The book of Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Chapter 8, verse 9.
第八章第九节。
Chapter 8, verse 9.
请看罗马书第八章第九节。
But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the spirit of God dwells in you, now if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not his.
第九节，如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
We can see this is very clear.
我们可以看到这里记载的很清楚。
Say we do not live in the flesh.
说我们不是属肉体的。
But in the spirit.
乃属圣灵。
If the spirit of God dwells in us.
如果神的灵住在我们的心里。
He will testify that we are his children.
他就会帮我们证明我们是他的儿女。
But if any one of us do not have the spirit of God.
如果我们没有圣灵。
And then we do not belong to God.
我们就不属于基督。
Then we are not his.
我们就不是他的。
This is very clear.
这是讲得很清楚。
So we want to enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以如果我们要进天国。
We must be born of the spirit.
我们必须要从圣灵而生。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
请看以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Verse 30.
第三十节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30.
以弗所书第四章第三十节。
And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧你们，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
This is not a reason why it's so important for us to be born of spirit.
这并不是要这不是为什么要受圣灵的原因。
Because the Holy Spirit is a seal for us in the day of salvation.
它是个印记。
If we have the Spirit of God,
如果我们有神的灵
then on the end days,
在末日审判的时候
even though we die,
就算我们死亡了
the Spirit of God will resurrect us.
圣灵呢就会把我们给升起。
And the Spirit of God will turn our mortal body into immortality.
它就可以把我们会毁坏的生命呢得到永生。
then we can live forever with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就可以跟主耶稣基督永远的住在一起。
But if we do not have the Spirit of God,
但是如果你没有神的灵,
then we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们并不能进天国。
Now that we know that we need to be born again of Spirit.
现在我们知道我们必须要借着圣灵能够得到永生。
But many Christians proclaim that as long as you believe in Jesus Christ, you already receive the Holy Spirit.
很多基督徒说，只要你相信主耶稣基督，你就有了圣灵。
Is this true?
这是真的吗？
Of course, according to Ephesians chapter 4, there's only one true Spirit.
那在以弗所书这里说，只有一个圣灵。
We must receive the Spirit.
我们要受圣灵。
But how can we receive it?
我们要怎么样能才能够得圣灵呢？
When we believe in Jesus, do we receive the Holy Spirit automatically?
哦、我们相信主耶稣基督的时候，我们就这样子就平白的得到了圣灵了吗？
Let's see what the Bible says.
我们看圣经是怎么说的。
It's in Acts chapter 1.
请看《使徒行传》第一章。
The book of Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
Chapter 1, verse 4.
第四节。
Chapter 1, verse 4.
第一章第四节。
And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, You have heard from me. Verse 5.
第五节。
For John truly baptized with water, but you should be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So we can see that during this time, the disciples followed Jesus for over 3 years.
那这时候使徒跟从耶稣有三年之久。
But Of course, the reason they follow Jesus because they believe in Jesus.
他们为什么追随耶稣呢？是因为他们相信主耶稣。
But did they receive the Holy Spirit?
但是那时候他们得到圣灵了吗？
If they already received the Holy Spirit, why Jesus told them to wait in Jerusalem for the Holy Spirit?
那如果他们已经有圣灵的话呢？主耶稣基督为什么还要他们在耶路撒冷那边等候应许的圣灵呢？
Believe in Jesus Christ is not equal to receive Holy Spirit.
相信主耶稣基督不表示得了圣灵。
Just like the disciple here in the book of Acts.
就像使徒行传这里所记载的。
Jesus told them very clearly.
主耶稣基督告诉他们的很清楚。
They must wait in Jerusalem.
你们必须在耶路撒冷等待。
So they can receive the promise from the Father.
所以你们可以看到应许的。
So they can be baptized by the Holy Spirit.
所以能够受圣灵的洗。
But some of us can think about this.
有些人我们可以这样子想。
And we can say to ourselves.
我们可以问我们告诉我们自己。
The reason the disciples did not receive the Holy Spirit yet because Jesus had not ascended to heaven yet.
因为使徒行传这里的时候呢，因为主耶稣基督还没有升天，所以他们并没有圣灵。
Only when Jesus ascended to heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit down.
只有他升天以后，再把圣灵降下来。
And this is true.
这是真的。
But we can never negate that believing is not equal to receiving the Holy Spirit.
但是我们不能否认，相信呢不表示得到了。
Even a person is baptized according to the Bible, that doesn't mean they receive the Holy Spirit.
就算是照圣经所记载的受洗的人呢，并不表示他们得了圣灵。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 8.
我们请看《使徒行传》第八章。
Acts chapter 8.
第八章。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
Who when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. Verse 16.
第十六节。
For yet he had fallen upon none of them. They had been only baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus. Verse 17.
十七节。
Then they laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. So we can see in these three verses, there's many people were baptized in Samaria.
我们可以在这三段经文里读到很多人在撒玛利亚那时候领了洗。
Even though they've been baptized in the name of Jesus.
他们是照耶稣的名。
But they did not receive the Holy Spirit.
但他们没有受圣灵。
So that's why they have to send Peter and John to go there to pray for them.
所以那时候呢，彼得跟约翰呢到那里去为他们祷告。
So when Peter and John went there, lay hands on them, they received the Holy Spirit.
当他们那时候为他们按手了以后呢，他们就得到了圣灵。
So that's why for us as Christians.
所以对我们基督徒来说
，we must come back to the Bible teaching.
我们应该回到圣经的教训。
Of course, many people can say many things.
很多人他们可以说很多不同的理论。
But we want to do God's will.
但是我们要遵循神的旨意。
Because that's the only way we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为这是唯一能够进天国的路。
And we must listen to what Jesus is telling us to do.
我们要听到主耶稣基督是怎么教导我们的。
That is to pray for the Holy Spirit.
要祷告，求圣灵。
Just like he told his disciple.
就像他告诉他的门徒一样。
Wait in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷等待。
Wait for the Holy Spirit.
祷告。
But when we receive the Holy Spirit.
当我们得到圣灵以后。
What is the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit?
得到圣灵的凭据是什么呢？
Let's go to Acts chapter 2.
我们请看使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Verse 1 to verse 4.
第一节到第四节。
When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Verse 2.
第二节,
and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Verse 3.
第三节,
then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. Verse 4.
第四节,
and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So we can see this is the day of Pentecost.
我们看到在五旬节的那一天,
and as 120 disciples prayed in the upper room,
有120个门徒聚在一起祷告,
all of a sudden, they heard a sound from heaven.
忽然他们听到天上有响声,
this sound is just like a rushing mighty wind.
那这个好像一阵大风吹过,
and it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
充满了他们所在的屋子,
then appeared to them just like tongue of fire on their head.
就好像舌头如火焰显现出来,
and they all filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们就都被圣灵充满了,
and then they began to speak in tongue.
他们就开始舌头滚动,
so speaking in tongue is the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit.
所以说灵言呢, 是得到圣灵的凭据,
because sometimes we as Christians,
我们有的时候基督徒,
we ask one another,
我们互相地问问题,
do you have the Holy Spirit?
你有圣灵吗?
And we say yes.
我们说, 我有,
and we say, show us the Holy Spirit.
他说, 你, 弄给我看,
how do we show a person the Holy Spirit?
我们怎么样来才能看到一个人他有圣灵呢?
If we kneel down speaking in tongues,
你跪下来祷告, 说灵言,
this is very important.
这是很重要的,
because here you can see when they receive the Holy Spirit, people can see, right, with their eyes that they received the Holy Spirit.
你可以看到这些门徒得到圣灵之后呢, 其他人用他们的眼睛可以了解他们得到的圣灵。
Look at verse 5 and verse 6.
我们来看第五节跟第六节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 5 and verse 6.
第五节跟第六节。
And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. Verse 6.
第六节,
and when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Verse 7.
第七节,
then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, look, are not all these who speak Galileans? Let's go to verse 13.
我们跳到第13节,
others mock and say, they are full of new wine. So we can see that during this time when they received the Holy Spirit,
so 我们看到当他们得到圣灵的那段时间,
many people heard them and saw them.
很多人看到他们也听到了他们。
But there's two different kinds of groups.
但是有两类人。
The first group, when they heard the disciples speak in tongue, they heard that they speak their own languages.
有些虔诚的犹太人说, 他们在 门徒用众人的相谈在那里说话,
so because of this they were so amazed.
所以那时候他们就感到很惊讶。
But there's also another group,
还有另外一些人,
they said they are drunk.
他们讥诮他们说他们不是被新酒灌满了,
because they are full of new wine.
他们喝醉酒了。
So what does this mean for us?
这对我们来说是怎么样?
So this is not when they receive the Holy Spirit, it doesn't mean they speak in languages.
当他受圣灵的时候并不要是他说特别的一种方言,
of course they spoke in tongue, an unknown language, the language of God.
那这是神的语言, 是种灵言。
But how, why do we say this?
我们怎么这样子说呢?
Because many Christians say when we receive the Holy Spirit, then we speak in different languages.
那有的人说你得了圣灵你是说不同的方言,
this is not true.
这不是真的。
When we receive the Holy Spirit, we will speak in tongue.
当我们受圣灵的时候, 我们会说灵言。
Just like this one, the first group.
就像这第一群人这样子说的。
How did they be able to hear different languages?
他们怎么能够听各地的方言呢?
Because God opened the ears of the people who were listening.
因为神开启了这些在听的人的耳朵,
so they can hear what they are saying.
所以他们可以了解他们在说什么,
what, how were they were praying to God?
他们在对神祷告。
But the other group,
其他的一群人呢?
They did not understand what they were saying.
并不了解他们在 说的是什么?
Because of this, they thought they were drunk.
因为这样子他觉得这群人喝醉酒了。
For example, if I say something to you, right?
Yeah, 我做一句个例子, 我对你说一句话。
Right now, I say to you, suicide.
我就这样子讲一句话。
Anyone understand what I say?
你们了解我说的是什么吗?
I don't think none of you, right? I think none of you are Cambodian here, right?
我想没有人是从柬埔寨来的, 谁不了解我说的是什么?
Because suicide means hi, how are you?
那我说的其实就是说你好。
So to you, maybe I'm just speaking something like gibberish, right? You don't understand anything I'm saying.
那也许你听到的只是一些没有意义的声音而已。
Suicide, I don't sound to you, maybe it's very strange.
听起来很奇怪。
But for a Cambodian person sitting in the audience, they would know this means hello and how are you?
那如果是柬埔寨来的人, 他们就知道我所说的是什么。
So the same thing when they were speaking in tongue.
所以当说灵言的时候也是一样的。
This is an unknown language.
这是一个 不被了解的语言。
So for those who God opened the ears, they can hear and understand exactly what they were saying.
神如果开启了这些人的耳朵呢，就他们就会了解
他们所说的是什么。But for those God did not open the ears, they cannot understand anything.
如果神没有开启另一群人的耳朵呢，他们不了解。
But if they speak in language, for example.
他们在说一种语言
understandable language
是一种可以被了解的语言
Can you imagine 120 people speaking at the same time?
你可以想象到有120个人在同时说话
Sometimes I speak so fast while Andrew when he's trying to translate I speak over him and you cannot understand what he's saying right?
有的时候我讲得很快翻译在翻译的时候两边插在一起呢就很难了解翻译在说什么
It's only two of us.
这里只有两个人。
Imagine 120 people.
想象有120个人。
If they all speak in different languages.
他们每个人讲不同的语言。
How can they understand what they were saying?
你怎么能够了解他们所说的是什么呢?
For example, if you go to New York, the stock exchange.
那如果到纽约去华尔街。
Many people are yelling and screaming, right?
那时候他们在做股票，他们就在
喊叫。No way you can understand what they're saying.
你听不出来他们在说的是什么。
Unless you sit or you stand right next to them and he's talking to you.
只有你站在这个人的旁边。好好的听他在说什么。
So that's why we know here when they receive the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们知道他们在这里受到圣灵之后
，They did not speak in language.
他们不是说特定的一种语言
，But they speak an unknown tongue.
是用一种听不懂的灵言。
But God opened the ears.
但神开启了其他人的耳
朵。To understand exactly what they were saying.
所以他们了解他们在说什么。
But the other group, God did not open the ears.
其他的一群人，神没有开启他们的耳朵。
Because of this, they thought they were drunk.
因为这个缘故呢，他觉得这些人都喝醉了。
Now I remember when I first came to TJC.
我记得我刚刚到真教会的时候
Of course, I never heard about the Holy Spirit before.
我在那时候从来没有听过圣灵是什么
So one of the sisters in church invited me to go to Bible study.
所以有一位姐妹带我邀请我去参加查经聚会
And thank God the Bible study is quite edifying.
感谢神这个查经聚会我得到很多造就
But on the end of Bible study, she asked me, Woody, let's pray together.
那在查经以后她说 Woody, 我们一起祷告吧
Of course, for me, pray, I just thought you just pray in understanding.
那有的时候我就想说就是悟性祷告吧
But during that time, as we kneel down and pray, and all of a sudden I heard all these noises.
那就在我祷告的时候，听到这么多的噪音。
Of course, what is the first thing I do? I just open my eyes to see what's going on, right?
那我第一件做的是什么？我就张开眼睛到处看。
I mean, I know the sister pretty well.
我认识这位姐妹。
She's quite normal.
她是很正常的人。
But now during prayer.
但是在祷告的时候
，She sounds very strange.
听起来好奇怪。
And her body shake.
她的身体在震动。
And then her body move. Right?
身体在晃动。
Then for me, during that time, it's like, wow, this is quite a scary scene. Right?
我觉得有点惧怕。
So I say to myself.
我就对我自己说
，I would never ever go to Bible study again.
我再也不来参加查经聚会了。
Because they have Bible study every Friday.
那每个礼拜五晚上他们有查经聚会。
And I know that sister is very consistent.
那我这个我知道这位姐妹她是。每次都会去的。
I'm sure next the following Friday she will call me to ask me to go to Bible study.
我知道她也很有耐心，他们会还会打电话来请我去查经聚会。
But I did not want to go.
我并不想要去。
Because the prayer is so strange to me.
因为祷告是这么的奇怪。
Because of course during the time I was already a Christian.
但那时候我已经是基督徒了。
But the prayer I never heard before.
但是这祷告我从来没有接触过。
So the time I decide if I get out of work at 5 o'clock.
所以那时候我想说我五点半下班。
And then I go to the movies at 6.
我六点钟呢就去看电影。
And I remember this movie is 3 hours long.
我知道这个电影是三个小时之长之久的。
So I will finish at 9.
我九点看完电影。
And the Bible study is from 8 to 9.
那查经聚会呢是八点到九点。
So by 9 o'clock Bible study is over.
九点的时候呢查经聚会已经结束了。
So I do not need to go.
我就不用去了。
So 9 o'clock I got out of movies.
所以九点的时候呢我就从电影院出来。
And then my cell phone rang.
我的手机就响了
And it was that sister, right?
就是这位姐妹
She said, Woody, you come to Bible study?
她就说 Woody, 你要来参加聚会吗
I said, it's 9 o'clock already
我说已经九点了太晚了
She said, no, tonight we started late
她说今天晚上我们晚开始
And I said, I'm very hungry
我说我很饿
She said, that's great because tonight we have hot pot
她说今天那更好我们今天晚上吃火锅
Because I said, never say no to free food, right?
我从来看到免费的食物我都不会说不的
So I went to the Bible study
所以我就去参加了查经聚会
And there time when I look at all the sisters
我就看到这么多的姐妹
There's only sister during that time, right?
但那时候只有姐妹
When I look at them
我就看她们
They are so unique looking, right?
她们看起来是这么的特殊
And almost like in a strange way they're like, you know, they're I never see any kind of woman like this before, right?
我从来没看过像这样子的女性。
But one thing I really notice about them.
但是有件事我观察到。
They seem so peaceful and joyful.
他们看起来是这么的平安，
这
么有喜乐。
They talk, I can't even hear them because they talk so soft, right?
他们讲话我都听不太清楚他们的声音。
But they like just so, you know, they're full of tranquility, right?
但是他们心里是很平静的。
So that time I thought to myself.
我就这样子想。
If this really Holy Spirit exists.
如果这真的是圣灵的话。
I want to experience it.
我想要感受。
So the time I asked them,
我就问他们说
，How do I pray for the Holy Spirit?
我怎么样来祷告求圣灵呢
？Because I've been a Greek Orthodox for a decade already, I never heard about Holy Spirit.
因为我在希腊东正教有十年之久的时间，我从来没有听过圣灵。
So when you pray to God,
他说当你祷告的时候
，We just kneel down,
我们就跪下来
，to show our humility.
就是这样子的。
But more importantly, our heart must be humble before God.
但是更重要的是，我们的心是要谦卑的。
Then before we pray,
在我们祷告之前
，we say the name of Jesus Christ.
我们就说奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Because the name of Jesus is very powerful.
因为主耶稣基督的名是很有能力的。
Then just put your hands together to focus.
就把你的手合在一起。
Then you can say anything you want.
专注的祷告。
But the best word to say is Hallelujah, mean praise the Lord.
但是最好的说法呢，就是讲说哈利路亚。赞美神。
And during the time, I took it very seriously.
在那时候，我很认真的求。
So I kneel down and pray with them.
我就跪下来祷告。
And as I pray, I feel so much peace and joy inside my heart.
到祷告的时候，我心里感到很多的平安，很多的喜乐。
And I realize, wow, this something is really good.
那我想说，这是很好的。
So from then on, when I go home,
所以从那时候开始，当我回家之后
，I would pray by myself.
我就自己祷告。
Because during that time, I have no peace and no joy at all.
因为在那时候，心里没有平安。
Even though I had everything that is in the world.
在世上呢，我有所有的。
I had a great job.
我有个很好的工作。
I had a great fiance.
我有个很好的未婚妻。
I, you know, I have a nice car, a nice place to live in.
我有个很好的车子，我有很好住宿的地方。
I just feel so empty inside.
但是我心里是很空虚的。
So I want to seek for something that is good.
所以我想要追寻好的。
So when I pray to God during that time,
所以当我那时候祷告的时候
，I just feel this peace and joy come over me.
我就感觉到平安跟喜乐。
Then every night before I go to sleep,
每天晚上在我就寝之前
，and always, and I just feel very peaceful and joyful.
我就感到的很平安，很喜乐。
Then one night I was sleeping.
有一天晚上我睡着
，and I heard a voice.
我听到一个声音
，and this voice said to me, "Rudy, get up and pray."
这个声音告诉我，福迪，起来祷告。
Of course, it did not say to me in Cambodian, say to me in English.、Right?
那时候并不是用柬埔寨文，是用英文。
I was like half asleep.
那时候我已经半睡半醒。
I did not know what I was doing.
我不知道我在做什么。
But all I heard is get up and pray.
我所听到就是说起来祷告。
So I roll out of my bed.
所以我就下床。
I kneel down.
跪下来。
Put my hands together.
合起我的双手。
Then I begin to say Hallelujah.
我就开始说哈利路亚。
And before I can finish saying Hallelujah, I feel this power came to my head.
但我还没有。结束说哈利路亚之前，我就看到，就感觉到一个从天上降下来。
And this power came through my head, my tongue started moving.
这个能力降下来以后，我的舌头就开始震动。
Then my stomach was full of fire.
我的肚子腹内呢，就好像有火在烧一样。
Then my body started to shake.
我的身体就开始震动。
I cannot believe it.
我就不敢相信。
Because I started to shed tears.
我就开始流泪。
Because it's the first time in my life I truly realized God exists.
这是我这辈子。第一次感受到神真正的存在。
Then the time I was crying, crying, crying.
而且我一直哭，一直哭。
Because I feel that、like、God was right in front of me.
我就可以感受到神就在我的前面。
I was so excited during the time I called my wife.
我那时候就很激动，我就打电话给我的妻子。
Of course, she was studying in France in that time.
那时候她是在法国求学。
And I say, Ha, her name is Ha.
我就跟她的名字是 Ha， 我就
说 Ha。I say, you know, repent, kneel down and pray.
我说你就认罪，跪下来祷告。
And God will give you the Holy Spirit.
神会给你圣灵的。
Of course, it did not come out there because I was crying like, honey, honey, like that, like.
那当然
I was going crazy.
我讲得很不清楚，我那时候一面哭一面讲，她听得不是很清楚。
And my wife, she never heard me cry before.
我的妻子从来没有听过我哭。
So she thought something bad really happened.
她就是以为很糟糕的事情发生在我身上。
But on the end, she's like, Vudi, don't be so crazy, go back to bed, right?
她就跟我说，你不要发疯了，我赶快回去睡觉。
And then I called my mother.
然后我就打电话给我母亲。
I called my adopted mother, Joyce, right?
我就打电话给我母亲 Joyce。
I say, Joyce, get up and pray.
我说、right? 起来祷告。
And repent, and God will give you the Holy Spirit.
认罪，神会给你圣灵的。
Of course, she thought I was really crazy.
那她就想象我真的是疯了。
But for me, I know I was saint.
但是我知道我
，I know I was in my right mind.
我知道我心里是正常的。
Because that is the first time that I received the Holy Spirit.
这是我第一次接受到圣灵。
And my tongue began to speak.
然后我的舌头开始震动。
So that's why, friends,
朋友们
，for the last。Two time evangelical service.
我们有的两节布道会
We share with you the will of God.
我们跟你分享的神的旨意。
If you want to enter the kingdom of heaven,
如果你想进天国，
you must be born again of water and spirit.
要从水跟圣灵而重
生。Because Jesus is the one that tells us we must be born again of water and spirit if we want to enter the kingdom of heaven.
这是主耶稣基督教导我们的，我们要从水跟圣灵而生才能进天国。
And we really want every single one of you.
我希望在这里的每一位
to be born of water and spirit.
能够从水跟圣灵而重生。
So when we die.
所以当我们死了
All of us can go to have the kingdom.
我们都能一起入天国。
May God continue to bless you.
愿神能够继续的祝福我们。
And guide you.
带领你。
And do according to God's will.
让我们能够遵行神所的旨意。
Now let's rise up and sing hymn 247.
那请唱诗247首。
247.
247首。
The part that fell at Pentecost